Module 2, the prep work. Prep work is necessary to the success of every endeavor. The success of Lunch and Learns depends heavily on the prep work. It is important to plan out the details of the gatherings. Planning requires more than a time and a date. You must find the right location and set everything up ahead of time. This will prevent surprises and ensure that everything runs smoothly. Finding the best location. The most important prep work necessary for a Lunch and Learn is finding the best location. This will be determined by the needs of the Lunch and Learn program you are facilitating. You must find a location that holds all of your participants when eating and provides enough room for any training exercises you need. A location that is too small will feel cramped and uncomfortable, and a location that is too large will allow people to isolate themselves. You have a number of different venues to choose from when finding a location, whether you choose to host it on-site or off-site. Venues: meeting rooms, restaurants, hotel conference rooms, public venues. Setting up the location. Do not overlook setting up the location. Again, the learning itself will determine what you need to set up ahead of time. Ask yourself a few questions to determine what you need to set up. Setting up. Will you cater the event? How much time does the caterer need? What electronic devices will be used? Computer, overhead, etc. Are there accessible outlets? What decoration or banners are you using? How will training materials be distributed? Are there enough garbage cans? Who will be responsible for cleanup? Once you have answered the questions, you will be able to make all the necessary preparations and set up the space appropriately. Focus group. When conducting Lunch and Learns, you should try to accommodate the desires of your audience. Conducting a focus group is a useful method for determining which subjects you should address in a Lunch and Learn. Remember that not every topic will work using a Lunch and Learn format. Still, it is important to have an idea of what your audience finds interesting. Conducting a focus group. Choose 8 to 12 questions to help determine topics. Choose employees from different departments. Create a broad sample of people who do not work together. Arrange a comfortable space and prepare employees for the time necessary to complete the discussion. Practice. Lunch and learns are typically relaxed atmospheres, which is why they are effective. Although they are relaxed, it is important not to become so relaxed that you forget to practice for the event. Lunch and learns are not long. You need to time everything. Be sure to time the presentation, including any presentation materials. What to understand about the presentation? Content. Do not wing a presentation. Have the content outlined and written. Delivery. Determine how you will deliver the presentation. Practice any group exercises. This helps you work out kinks ahead of time and determine how long is needed to complete the exercise. Case study. Donna was hosting a Lunch and Learn focusing on some new email procedures. She was very familiar with the material, and she did not think that she needed to practice. When she began the presentation, she realized that the slides were not in the order that she thought. Donna had the room wait while she changed the slides to fit the order that she wanted. By the time she finished the presentation, there was not much time left to answer questions. Some people stayed late to clarify the information.